live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, like expressing them, I was mad. I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. It is March 16th, and this is an incredibly weird edition of WKAR's Current Sports because I am coming to you all live from my home office. That's right, I am not in Studio S right now. If I look to my right, I am staring at my living room. My living room right next to my home office. I have my bathroom right in back of me, my bedroom to my, 4 o'clock? It's just weird, man. It's just really weird. You know, I never would have thought that, you know, just a week ago, you know, if you would have told me that, Al, you would be doing your show from your apartment, I would have laughed at you and said, are you feeling okay? And I just want to give you guys an update. The fact that I am coming to you all live from my living room, that means that we have made some changes. We have been forced to make some changes due to the coronavirus, COVID 19 outbreak. We have decided until further notice that I will be hosting Current Sports from home without our usual engineers, without my engineers in Alec Rio and Jack Kerwin, because it's just not safe right now. Simple as that. It's just not safe. So it certainly broke my heart a little bit when I had to sit down last night and type up the email upon coming to this decision when it comes to talking with my supervisors here at WKAR about how we were going to treat Current Sports moving forward. And I let you guys know at the end of the week, last week, that this could be coming, and it seemed to be coming more and more of a possibility as the days went along, especially on Sunday and throughout the weekend. You know, getting word from Michigan State University President Samuel Stanley that all in-person classes here at Michigan State were effectively canceled. Michigan State commencement ceremonies were postponed. And once that news came out, you know, it certainly became a reality for many that, yeah, there's just no way we can continue to have our student interns here at WKAR. It's no longer feasible, no longer realistic to have them work on campus with us. So we made the call. And, you know, I typed up the email to Jack Kerwin and Alec Rio and let them know that thank you, but well, we can't have you come back for the semester. You know, that was a bit emotional for me because Alec and Jack have been a part of the fabric of this show, just like the engineers before them and Connor Mathis and Isaac Constance and Connor even still on board. I mean, he was my Monday engineer But in Isaac Constance and Alex Charg, you know, and this isn't goodbye just yet. This is certainly see you later. I also let them know that we're gonna tape something with them so that we give them a proper goodbye. But this is how the show will be treated from here until further notice. You know, I will be coming to you guys live from my apartment. Also, my pup is running around. Well, she's not running around. She's actually asleep right now. She sleeps most of the day. So we are still gonna bring it, man. You know, and I encourage you all during this very different time because, you know, as I've stated, you know, sports are your getaway. You know, when there is noise and disruption, sports and sports talk radio, what we do at Current Sports is an escape for you. It's an opportunity to get away from all of the negativity that can be our day-to-day lives, all of the extra baggage that comes with just trying to be a human being and trying to pay the bills and make sure the kids are all right and your day-to-day responsibilities. Sports become that escape. And Current Sports for you has been that escape. And we all here at WKAR, we want to continue that for you. Only leave if you have to. And if you have to leave, please be safe. All right? So on today's Current Sports, you know, what we'll try to do is just kind of put things in perspective. And, you know, I do want to talk about the future of Michigan State football now and just how much of a really unfortunate situation Mel Tucker is in as head coach, first year head coach of the Michigan State football team. I mean, to have something like this happen when you're already coming in so late to the job, just how bad of timing this is for Mel Tucker and MSU football. I want to put that in perspective. I'll address that. And also, Deshaun Tate of CBS Radio down in Atlanta. Deshaun Tate is going to join the show to talk about March sadness, not March madness, but March sadness and how this time of the year, I mean, the selection show was supposed to take place yesterday, folks. We don't have a selection show. We don't have an NCAA tournament. Deshaun Tate, probably the biggest college basketball fan that I know. He's going to join the show and put in perspective what this past week has been like for him. You know what's next, though? Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. All right, let's start here. Due to the COVID-19 health threat, the NC2A announced on Thursday, March 12th, of course, the cancellation of the 2020 men's and women's basketball tournaments, along with all winter and spring championships for the remainder of the academic year. And, you know, many fans bought tickets for these events. Many. Hundreds. Thousands of people. And according to the NCAA website, if you ordered your tickets from an official NCAA championship vendor online over the phone, or over the phone, I should say, you will be refunded. No additional action is needed. The NCAA says refunds, quote, will be automatically delivered, except applicable fees to the same card used for purchase, end quote. The refund process may take up to 30 days. That's according to the NCAA. So those who bought NCAA basketball tournament tickets, you will be refunded. I think we saw that one coming, right? Okay, and as the fates of the 2020 Division I NC2A men's basketball tournament danced on a balance for really more than 24 hours last week, check this. The NCAA did consider almost every possible alternative to saving, you know, its most prestigious event. And the one alternative that was most seriously discussed was a shrunken 16-team field of all at-large teams that would have played 5 days in a row at State Farm Arena in Atlanta. NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball, Dan Gavitt, he told CBS Sports on Friday that he discussed the idea with five other members of the NCAA senior staff and tried to make it happen. But ultimately, the selection committee voted it down as it became clearer and clearer that holding the NCAA tournament was unlikely. So they pondered a 16-team tournament. Can you just imagine how that would have been? That would have been unlike any event that we've seen in college basketball. But ultimately, that fell through just because it's just too risky. Just too risky. Okay, I do want to touch on the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A day after suspending the winter sports state tournaments, the MHSAA announced on Friday afternoon that all activities are sponsored. Well, I should say all activities in its sponsored sports are halting starting today through at least April 5th. The decision falls in line with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's order that schools in the state will be closed to deter the spread of the coronavirus. And the suspension of activities means that practices, scrimmages, competitions, strength training, conditioning, or any organized sessions or activities for sports in season or out of season are not allowed to take place. So right now the MHSAA is saying that sports are halted, not completely canceled, are halted at least through April 5th. I'll have more on that later on this hour. All right, a big congratulations to Gabrielle Elliott, who became the 39th winner of the McCabe Miss Basketball Award on Friday. That award, of course, given annually by the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan to the top senior in the state. Elliott, a 5'11 wing who has signed with Clemson, received 3,891 points in voting. East Lansing's own Aaliyah Nye was second with 3,367 points, and Heartland's Whitney Solemn was third with 3,335 points. So Gabrielle Elliott is your 2020 Miss Basketball. She averaged 22.8 points per game, 9.1 rebounds per game, 3 assists, 3 steals. As Edison, 23-0, prepared to play Flat Rock in the regional finals on Thursday. That was, of course, before the MHSAA suspended all winter sports playoffs because of the coronavirus pandemic. But Gabrielle Elliott of Detroit Edison is your Miss Basketball. Congratulations to her. All right, the Big Ten ended spring football for the time being. All organized team activities have been suspended until April 6th and will be reevaluated at that time due to concerns, of course, over the coronavirus pandemic. The conference made that announcement on Friday. Michigan had planned to hold off-season practices but canceled its April 18th spring game to the public. Michigan State had not yet made an announcement about its practices, which were scheduled to begin on Tuesday, or its April 18th spring game. So Michigan State did cancel its NFL Pro Day that was scheduled for Wednesday. So, you know, as far as the spring game is concerned, again, that is scheduled for April 18th, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. So, again, the only official announcement was that all team activities are halted at least until April 6th, and no pro day for MSU football. Okay, Detroit Pistons forward Christian Wood, he has tested positive for the coronavirus. That's what league sources told ESPN. Wood is the third known player in the NBA to have a positive test for the virus, along with Utah Jazz players Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. The Pistons issued a statement later Saturday confirming a player had tested positive but did not identify him by name. The team said the player would, quote, remain in isolation and under the care of team medical staff. Now, Wood scored 30 points in last Saturday's 111-105 loss to the visiting Utah Jazz. And according to Second Spectrum data, Wood and Gobert matched up in the half court 63 times in that game. So there was some person-on-person contact, obviously there, when it comes to Christian Wood and his contact with Rudy Gobert, who was the first known NBA player to have the coronavirus. So they matched up 63 times in that game. With 5 minutes and 51 seconds left, there actually was a confrontation between the two in which Detroit's Bruce Brown was also involved. Gobert and Brown were issued double technical fouls on that play. So Christian Wood, who really was the breakout player for the Detroit Pistons this year, he now has the coronavirus. So we wish him well. Here's some positive news here. Injured Detroit Pistons power forward Blake Griffin, he has joined the group of other NBA stars that include Kevin Love, the young pup, how about Zion Williamson, awesome stuff, also Steph Curry, players who have decided to donate to arena workers during the suspension of the NBA year. It has been reported that the Detroit Pistons forward in Blake Griffin, he is donating $100,000 to aid workers and support staff at Little Caesars Arena, employees who are affected by the stoppage. So awesome stuff there. And, you know, I'm really thinking about all of the people in our nation right now, all of those in the state of Michigan, all of those here, right here in the greater Lansing area who, you know, don't have the luxury of having salary jobs, but work hour by hour, who are certainly impacted by the coronavirus just pandemic that it is. You know, my sister is someone that comes to mind. My sister, who is living out in New York City, we had a conversation for about 30 minutes yesterday, and they are suspending all activities at her restaurant. You know, she's a starving artist out there. She's trying to pursue her her singing career. So she is in the studio by night, and during the day she is working at a restaurant. And now that restaurant has decided to stop operations, and she's looking at things like, okay, how am I going to pay my bills? How do I pay my bills now? And there are so many Americans who are in that position right now. So many people in our world that are right there in that position right now. And I just want to send my thoughts and prayers to you all. And my sister, actually, she'll be, you know, and here's another risk as well. She'll be flying from New York to Detroit to spend time with family, trying to wait out this this really crisis that's happening in our world. So thoughts and prayers and much love to you all who are in that position. And also want to note that a $1 million fund is being set up to cover the lost wages of employees who work at a number of Detroit, downtown Detroit venues owned or operated by the Illiches. The fund is being established by the Detroit Red Wings, Detroit Tigers, 313 Presents, Fox Theater, and also Little Caesars Arena, and will be used to cover 1 month's wages for part-time staff for games, concerts, and events that they would have otherwise worked were it not for the recent cancellations and postponements caused by the coronavirus crisis. While the Detroit Pistons are not under the Illich umbrella, a Pistons spokesperson confirmed that all Pistons employees, including hourly and part-time staff who support game day activities at LCA, will be paid during the period when the games are suspended. If a worker was scheduled to work an event that has been canceled in the next month, they will be paid. Awesome, awesome news there. Okay, folks, those are your current sports quick hit headliners again. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number you can call or text to be a part of the show. You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. Or just simply leave a comment at Facebook.com/WKAR News. When we come back, as promised, I am going to welcome to the show Deshaun Tate of CBS Radio down in Atlanta. Deshaun Tate is our college basketball expert, who, of course, his world has been rocked. Definitely. Because there is no NC2A tournament. And this is what he does. So we're going to get Deshaun's reaction to what has taken place this past week, how he's adjusting to there being no March Madness, just a lot of March sadness. And we'll also get his thoughts on, you know, what he thinks of Michigan State basketball and what could have been for this team in the Big Dance. All right, so that and more, you are listening to the Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Okay, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports, and, you know, I am now joined by a dear friend of the show. You know, around this time of the year, we have him on multiple times because usually we'd be diving into what took place this past Sunday with the selection show. We'd be breaking down the bracket, talking about matchups, talking about who Michigan State is playing in that first weekend, what are the chances that Tom Izzo can get to yet another Final Four. But as we know, something has rocked not just our nation but our world. The coronavirus crisis has caused a bit of March sadness. There is no NCAA men's basketball tournament, and for an individual like our guest for today's show, Deshaun Tate of CBS Radio in Atlanta. He is, of course, our college basketball expert. This is what he does. This is what he does. And Deshaun, I just want to start, man. There's so many different things to tackle here and so many different emotions running through, of course, your mind and the minds of our nation right now. I just want to just get your thoughts as you've been trying to just take this in and let this stuff digest, that there is no NCAA basketball. And first off, I hope that you're safe out there in Atlanta, my man.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the reminder. We don't have any more college basketball, man. I only just starting to kind of, you know, finish licking my wounds and everything like that. But, you know, I'll say enough to say that, you know, it's a very unfortunate, you know, set of circumstances and, you know, everything that we kind of look forward to with the NCAA tournament. I mean, and you'll probably never hear me in my life ever say this again, Al, but I was almost in a really weird way kind of looking forward to my bracket being busted. That's one of those things that, you know, nobody really looks forward to because everybody wants that perfect bracket. But you secretly kind of embrace around this time of the year when you might have a loss here or a loss there, but you still kind of got some of your Final Four teams in, some of your, you know, this and that, and then all of a sudden something happens to probably your championship winner, and then you're like, okay, now mine is, like, officially done. And I'm kind of, like, missing that a little bit, you know, even though we haven't even gotten into that part of the season yet. But, you know, it's very unfortunate because I know that there's a lot of – I feel really bad, obviously, for the seniors and for certain programs, you know, Rutgers and Penn State and the Big Ten. And then, you know, obviously Dayton, who hasn't had a year, you know, that look remotely close to something like this, is probably the 50s or 60s. And when is the last time, Al, that we've had a year? You've been watching a ton of college basketball for a long time. I as well. When's the last time that you've seen a year as wide open as it was this year? I mean, that was probably the most interesting an intriguing part of all of it, and we're never really going to know what come of it.
And that's the saddest part, Deshaun. I mean, yeah, I mean, this tournament was going to be so wide open. You know, a team like Michigan State, you know, we've had conversations multiple times about how Izzo is just foaming at the mouth to get national championship number two, and this team seemed to be clicking at just the right time. I did not think that they would pull off that Big Ten championship the way they did, and that closing stretch of the regular season was absolutely brilliant. There are so many unanswered questions. There are so many seniors out there who are going to be looking back at this year saying and pondering and really having no closure because of the way things have ended. Just a weird time, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, you know, when you start talking about the Michigan State stuff, that's another part of it is I can't speak for everyone's institution, but I have a really good reason for the one that I like to represent or my favorite program in Michigan State. You know, I had really my hopes started to kind of started to get a little higher and higher, as crazy as that may sound, because they're just starting to kind of hit their stride right around the time. We always talk about how they always do that. They always are the ones that are leaving you on the edge of your seat, kind of like, you know, and then they kick it into gear at the right time. And I always said, and it might end up being this year, at some point, you know, that's going to, you're not going to be able to always fall back on that as a Spartan, you know, to where you don't play so well throughout the year. And then, you know, you expect to kick it into gear. And then at some point, you just don't. But I felt really good about their chances this year just because I didn't feel great about anybody's chances this year from that standpoint. So, you know, outside of that, you know, it's been a crazy year. It's been March Madness all year long. We haven't had to wait on March to get to the Madness. It's been March Madness since the very first week of November. I mean, it started off with, I think Evansville beating Kentucky at home, and then Stephen F. Austin against Duke. And then, you know, it's just been really wacky and wild ever since. And, I mean, it's really unfortunate, you know, that we're going through this. But on the bright side for some of these programs, this couldn't have happened at a better time. You know, a team like Florida started out with, I think, ranked in top six, I think six preseason, you know, and they didn't look like a shell of themselves. North Carolina being another one of those teams, one of the most elite and prestigious programs nationally. Even Memphis, you know, after everything happened with James Wiseman. So, you know, there are some positives, I guess, depending on the institutions as to what came out of this whole thing.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to get back to that in a moment, Deshaun, but, you know, we're human beings, man, and you know we were just chatting before I had you on here that you know we've never been through anything like this. Our nation has never been anything like this. I was talking to my 93-year-old grandmother, and I was just asking her, like, Grandma, you know, have you ever seen anything as close to the impact that the coronavirus crisis is having on our nation? She said she can't recall anything, and she's been on this earth for 90 plus years. And we're human beings, man. You know, I'm sitting here doing this show, you know, in my home office right next to my living room right now, and it just feels surreal. I just want to go back to the beginning of this thing because we were at a different place, you know, just a week ago. You know, I can just turn the clock back to March 9th. I was doing my show in Studio West around this time, recapping Michigan State's, you know, closing win that Sunday, that previous weekend to win a piece of the pie, that three-team Big Ten championship. A week later being here, I want to know where you were when you got the news that the tournament was going to be canceled. When did that reality set in for you, and what was your reaction?
Yeah, I was here at my home in Atlanta, and you know, after just kind of getting the news. Actually, what's funny about that is Rob Parker texted to me, and he said, "No more March Madness." And so, I thought it was kind of a joke, and of course, my response to him at that point was, you know, that would be the only way that it would keep Tom Izzo from getting his second national championship, because Rob has been the person that have, you know, been infamously known as the guy who just doesn't believe that Tom Izzo will ever get another national championship since he said it in 2000 after Tom Izzo won his first one. So, you know, it was more of a joking moment than anything, but that's when it ended up setting in that someone else, you know, I think I tweeted me or something along the lines and said, if I don't feel bad for anybody else, I feel bad for, you know, at Take Hoops online. And then a couple other people reached out to me, hey, I wonder if you're doing okay and this and that. And then I'm just kind of putting it together. And what I didn't really know was, yeah, Rob Parker was letting me know as the first person that there isn't going to be any. So, you know, I was obviously very hurt, especially having an opportunity to keep some money in my pocket this year because the Final Four was coming here to Atlanta. You know, I'll also say that, you know, it's very bothersome, obviously, you know, with everything that's going on. Obviously, they made the right decision as an NCAA and did what they need to do. And, you know, I knew that once the Rudy Gobert thing happened, that you know, it was going to trickle down into the other sports, obviously, March Madness, too. But as unfortunate as this stuff is, we're talking about people's lives being at risk and at stake. You have to, you know, make those kind of calls and do what's right. So I get that. But I think, you know, just like you were just talking about, we're all human. You know, that we, you know, it's okay to be a little selfish sometimes. And I was being a little selfish because I wanted to see basketball being played. I just do, however, believe, and I'm not sure if this was a question of yours for a little bit later or not, but I do believe that had you put out, you know, on Selection Sunday, who the 68 teams would have been, even though all the conference play or conference tournaments weren't concluded in the AQs and all that stuff, and or a 16 team, you know, type of bracket, I just think that that would have been a tease. I'm not sure that that really would have been, you know, the right way to go about it, if I'm just being honest.
You must have been looking at my notes, my man, because that's where I was going next. You know, you know, when looking at how the selection committee and, well, just the NCAA, they came out and said that, you know, there will be no selection show. You know, we're not putting out a bracket, a bracket that kind of talks about this is what we would have seen this year in March if there were normal circumstances. Did you feel as though that was the right decision? And if not, why? And if so, why?
If the NCAA thought that that's what the best decision was, then I'm kind of standing behind it. And I'm always that weird person that's always going to say that and feel that way, mostly because of the fact that I'm the type of person out to where the way that we've been dealing with it is just fine with me. The NCAA have been making their decisions on things, and we've had to live with them for the last I don't know how long. It's certainly 35 going on 36 years for me. And so, you know, I see a lot of things as, you know, kind of thing that way, you know, and so I'm just kind of okay with where it is. I felt the exact same way when the whole Kobe Bryant thing happened, and people were saying, you know, should the Lakers be playing the game against the Clippers, I think it was, and, you know, what you know, or should they be suspending games, or what should they do? I've just always felt like whatever decision that the league wanted to make with that, you know, how do you memorialize him? Do you change the logo? Do you retire his uniform? What do you, you know, for every, you know, for every organization, you know, and I'm just kind of the person that's okay with it because I'm used to being the person that's okay to live with whatever it is, you know, and I think part of this society, and maybe this does or doesn't tie in a whole lot, but you know, sometimes we have the opportunity to go back and overly look at things instead of making the initial reaction decision, which is typically the best one. And a lot of that we see in the replays a lot of times where a referee makes a call and then they got to go back and look at it for 20 minutes and then they're zooming in and out. You don't know if the guy's foot is on the line or if he's out of bounds and the score is only 9-6 in the first place. It's way too much emphasis being put on sometimes some of this stuff versus the way it used to be when the referee blew the whistle. They made the call stood, you didn't like it, too bad. And after the game, the police run the referees up to the elevator, so it's time for them to go home safely. You know, and so sometimes I think in a roundabout way, as weird as that may sound, circling back around is that initially was the best call, and that's the call that should have stood. And if we were talking about something outside of people's lives being at risk, we could be having a different kind of a conversation. But because we're talking about, you know, people's, you know, lives at this point, people are literally dying from this and it's only getting worse. It's definitely got to be the right call so we can actually be able to enjoy watching players run up and down the court.
Very, very true. All right, Deshaun, what I want to do right now, I want to hit our final break right now. And when we come back, I want to talk about Michigan State, and I want to hear your prediction on just how far you think the Spartans could have gone, maybe what region in the bracket they would have been placed, what seed they were. We're going to talk Michigan State basketball in just a moment. Stick around, folks, because when we come back, we'll dive into the Spartans. You are listening to this Monday edition of WK. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. If you have not been tuned in, first off, where the heck have you been? It's not like you have anything else to do, all right? but we're chatting with Deshaun Tate, CBS Radio in Atlanta, college basketball reporter, host, producer. Tate's taking full effect here on this March 16th edition of Current Sports. Deshaun, we just talked about and kind of dove into just how weird of a moment this is for the world of college basketball and your world and what you do, with there being no NCAA men's basketball tournament. We talked about the selection committee deciding, along with the NCAA, deciding not to release a bracket on Selection Sunday yesterday. And now I want to dive into Michigan State basketball. This team was one of the hottest teams in the nation going into the postseason. I was really excited to see, what this team was going to do in the Big Ten tournament and leading into, of course, the Big Dance. Where was your mindset with how well Michigan State was playing, surging at just the right time? Tom Izzo has that thing down to a formula. Where was your mindset as to how good the Spartans looked in your eyes and how good they could have been in this year's tourney?
It was an optimistic feel, very positive. I think a lot of teams tended to kind of peak a little early, like they usually do. Some of the Baylors and these teams and those, some different teams. And where Michigan State necessarily doesn't play all that well at the beginning, but they play well usually down the stretch. And that wasn't a surprise to me, considering the fact that throughout the duration of the year, they haven't really been playing all that well. We're talking, about 9 or 10 losses of the season prior to the Big Ten tournament, right? And I don't like to dive into, so much of the preseason number one stuff or anything like that. But, they were playing their best brand of basketball like they usually do around this time and kind of hitting their stride along with just very few other teams that you couldn't really say that much about. I mean, they really looked to be somewhat separating themselves between a lot of different teams. Finally, we're starting to see some separation. And so, I really thought that it had a good chance to be a really, really good storyline for a national championship type season. Now, let me first of all say this. I've said that plenty of times before, and Michigan State made a run to the Final Four, and then they got there, and then they crumbled. And I can understand a little bit, and as well as some of the storylines, I can understand sometimes if it's a loss to Duke, if it's a Carolina, if it's a Kentucky. But I feel like they had ground to make up, and this was the year to be able to do it after you lose to Texas Tech. Because had I told you, going back, that it's Michigan State, Virginia, Auburn, and Texas Tech playing in the Final Four, more than likely you're going to tell me, Michigan State's going to finally run away with this thing. And they lost to Texas Tech, and like they had no pride about themselves. Michigan State is one of the elite programs and institutions in the country for college basketball. And so I thought that would have been a good storyline to kind of make up some ground from there. Cassius Winston, obviously, losing his brother early in the year. What about that? 20 years later, by the way, after winning a national championship as well. So many good things were going so well for them in their favor. And I know that they were kind of missing some of the outside shooting and some just a couple different pieces. But one thing that really did have me feeling really good about their chances was this kid, Rocky Watts, man. This kid has really, really been turning it on at the right time. And it seems like some of the other guys were kind of rallying around that as well.
That is so true, Deshaun. Watching the maturity of Rocket throughout the course of the year. And, I really think that late season push is the reason why Rocket Watts was named to the Big Ten All-Freshman team. He was absolutely fantastic. In combination with, guys like Xavier Tillman, who is the Big Ten defensive player of the year. He's the DPOY of the conference. Cassius Winston named to the All Big Ten first team. Just his brilliance. We just started to see this team really begin to gel, and it's unfortunate that that they won't get that opportunity just to make a run at this thing, especially for. And I have to ask you this question, Deshaun, because we debated this multiple times on the show. Where do you put Cassius Winston on the list of all-time great MSU men's basketball players? Personally, I think he's up there, even though I know he didn't win a national championship. Just what he did throughout his career and just how dynamic of a player he was, the best point guard in the nation for back-to-back seasons. He single-handedly won Michigan State multiple games, not just this season, but last season as well. He's up there on my Mount Rushmore. I'm wondering, where do you put Cassius? Is he on your top four, your Mount Rushmore Spartan basketball all-time greats? Is he in the top 10? Where do you put him?
I don't know, man. That's a that one is tough. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, because at that point, you know, obviously we're talking. I would imagine Mateen. I would imagine probably Draymond's in that conversation. And obviously Magic. But I don't know. I mean, Scott Skiles was pretty freaking good too, dude. I mean, Steve Smith in that conversation. A lot of people aren't going to talk about Denzel Valentine, but he achieved some really, really big things in conversation for National Player of the Year the same way Cassius did or didn't. But so I don't know, man. That one is probably going to be more of a tough ask for me right now. But, I mean, he's certainly in the conversation. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you start talking about Mateen and Magic, I mean, granted, I get the whole Draymond thing, but I'm not sure that Draymond's on there outside of what he's done in the NBA. I'm not sure if he's on there any more than Cassius or Denzel or Scott or Steve is either, if you're taking away the NBA, you know, rings and all that type of stuff. So, I don't know. I think that the safe side to say for now is the fact that he's in the conversation, especially looking at the records that he's broken at Michigan State. Getting to a Final Four and all of those things is phenomenal. I just hate to see it in this way.
Ah, Deshaun took the safe road. Okay. All right. We'll revisit that later on this summer. Okay, Deshaun, I'll give you some months to think about that. All right.
Over some cold beverages and a steak, I hope.
Oh, my. That sounds good. We ain't got nothing else to do, right?
Nothing else better to do.
Oh, man. All right. Final question, Deshaun. This is being debated right now in college athletics. I had a monologue on it on Friday's show. I do believe that the NCAA should give seniors the option of an extra year of eligibility. This is an unprecedented situation. We've never seen anything like this happen. And I just think that would be the fair thing to do. What say you on that? Because I've heard some opinions that go the other way as well. Do you think that the NC2A should allow an extra year of eligibility for seniors?
I mean, I'm okay with it, you know, considering all the things that the NCAA has held people back from. I think that, you know, guys being have an opportunity to get a little bit of education, a little bit more education. There's nothing wrong with that, and especially playing in sports. And, I mean, what's it really hurting for real like that? I mean, we're talking about, you know, just if you really want, if you're the NCAA, just look at it as exercise, a little more exercise, if not nothing else. And, I mean, you know, another part that's difficult about that is, you know, where do we stand in regards to guys going off to the NBA draft and, you know, eligibility and coming back and just, I don't know. I think that there's a lot of layers to the onion and a lot of moving parts for that conversation. However, I am one that feels like if the NCAA can make something happen in regards to having this, you know, one-time transferring rule that they came out with a few weeks ago, then this ain't really much different. You know, they can push this through also, you know, to go along with that. So, again, I'm going to leave that into the hands of NCAA. I'm not totally upset if they decide not to go that route, but I think that it would be nice, if not nothing else, than to give some of these seniors an opportunity at finishing off their career, because this will be something that you'll live with forever. Like, a lot of these guys, they're not going to go off and play, you know, in the NBA or anything like that. This is their NBA. This is their NBA finals. This is the biggest stage that they'll ever be able to play on. And it's collegiate sports where nothing is, I mean, nothing is better than that, you know? And so, you know, March Madness brings, I'm definitely going to finish with this, but you start thinking about what kind of effect that this has and what a lot of these kids missed out on. There's so much stuff going on in the world today, Al. So much stuff. I mean, the elections and the politics and the coronavirus and this and that. But one thing that March Madness does is that it brings us all together. I don't care if you're black, white, purple, green, whatever. It brings us all together. People fill out their brackets, selections. Look, think about it today. Today's Monday. Today is the day that everybody's supposed to be at their jobs with their brackets filled out. And what do I take? You know, do I take all birds or do I take all, you know, animals, colors, whatever? This is the time when we're supposed to be having fun. And we're not having that opportunity because of this coronavirus situation. So you bring these guys back, give them the opportunity, give us the opportunity, give us our March Madness back. Hashtag March Madness matters, Al Martin. Bring us back, bring the kids back, give them a little extra education that never hurt anybody, man, and let people live their dreams out because they've got the rest of their life to work and be disappointed.
Preach on, brother. Deshaun, thank you so much for your time, bro. And I just want to ask you, man, before we sign off here, can you let our listeners know out there, you know, what you got cooking? I know it's just different, man. This is a situation unlike any we've seen before. But where does Tate's take go from here for the rest of the semester, I should say?
I don't know, man. I guess I got to find out something else that I'm into. I put all these years, dude, into basketball. I always tell people all the time, I know what I'm here to do. I know what I'm here for. Now, I don't know what else I might be here for, but I know what I'm here to do, and that's for basketball purposes. So now it's time to – it's a learning curve for me. I'm just being honest. It's the time to kind of look in the mirror and challenge yourself and figure out other things that you might be good at besides basketball, and there's really nothing wrong with that. So I'm trying to pull out a positive out of that. Good luck. Keep my fingers and my eyes crossed, T's crossed, and everything else crossed, toes and everything, to find out exactly what that is. But more than anything, just try to, you know, find some different narratives and start getting ready for, you know, next season. And then maybe, you know, if this thing lifts a little bit, we got some NBA to look forward to. It might take us a couple months, maybe. Same thing in the AAU. From that standpoint, you can find any and everything on the Tate's Take podcast, any and everywhere that you find podcasts. That's, you know, iTunes and Red Circle, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the whole nine, Spotify. That's Tate's Take, where basketball lives, and of course on social media at Tate's Take Hoops, TateStakeHoops. And but besides that, man, I don't know. We're just gonna sit here and watch paint dry, I guess. I don't know.
Well, hey, brother, thank you so much for joining me on today's show, man. And I'll text you a few good Netflix shows to watch, maybe, man, to keep the time rolling. All right.
Yeah, please and thank you, because I'm already pulling out the little bit of couple of those strands of hair that I do have left. So make sure you let me know. Hopefully ain't none of that chick flick stuff, man, because I'm not getting into too much.
I got you, bro. All right, Deshaun, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
Already crying enough, my brother. Thanks,
You got it, man. You got it. All right. All right. Much love to Deshaun Tate of CBS Radio down in Atlanta. Unfortunately, folks, we are actually out of time. And, you know, I wanted to touch on Mel Tucker and Michigan State football, and I do want to talk about the MHSAA. Still labeling events as just being postponed and not completely canceled, and what that could do to the psyche of a young athlete. I'm going to dive into both of those topics on the Tuesday edition of the show. But until then, again, folks, this was our first at home current sports show live from the apartment of Al Martin. You know, we're going to have to keep on doing this until further notice, folks. It's a weird time right now. I just want you all to please be safe. use this time to still be productive, find a routine, and don't let the coronavirus crisis take all of the joy out of your life. All right? Love you all. We'll see you tomorrow. And as always, be easy, people.